Vera Rubin, first celestial image from Revolutionary Telescope, date modified 2025-06-23T1635-11.549Z, description: the telescope should detect killer asteroids and may even find the ninth planet in our solar system. First celestial image unveiled from Revolutionary Telescope, 8 days ago, save, Ione Wells South America correspondent, Georgina Rennard science correspondent, save, NSFDO Vera C. Rubin Observatory. The first image revealed by the Vera Rubin telescope shows the Trifid and Lagoon Nebulae in stunning detail. A powerful new telescope in Chile has released its first images, showing off its unprecedented ability to peer into the dark depths of the universe. In one picture, vast colorful gas and dust clouds swirl in a star-forming region 9,000 light-years from Earth. The Vera C. Rubin Observatory, home to the world's most powerful digital camera, promises to transform our understanding of the universe. If a ninth planet exists in our solar system, scientists say this telescope would find it in its first year. RubyNOBS, Rubin Observatory and the Rubin Auxiliary Telescope in Cerro Pacon in Chile, it should detect killer asteroids in striking distance of Earth and map the Milky Way. It will also answer crucial questions about dark matter, the mysterious substance that makes up most of our universe. In a press conference on Monday, the observatory revealed that in 10 hours, the telescope detected 2,104 new asteroids and 7 space objects close to Earth. All other space and ground surveys combined usually find about 20,000 asteroids in a year. This once-in-a-generation moment for astronomy is the start of a continuous 10-year filming of the southern night sky. I personally have been working towards this point for about 25 years. For decades we wanted to build this phenomenal facility and to do this type of survey, says Professor Catherine Hymonce, Astronomer Royal for Scotland. The UK is a key partner in the survey and will host data centres to process the extremely detailed snapshots as the telescope sweeps the skies, capturing everything in its path. Vera Rubin could increase the number of known objects in our solar system tenfold, NSFDO Vera C. Rubin Observatory, a huge cluster of galaxies including spiral galaxies in the vast Virgo cluster, which is about 100 billion times the size of the Milky Way. BBC News visited the Vera Rubin Observatory before the release of the images. It sits on Cerro Pacon, a mountain in the Chilean Andes that hosts several observatories on private land dedicated to space research. Very high, very dry, and very dark. It is a perfect location to watch the stars. Maintaining this darkness is sacrosanct. The bus ride up and down the windy road at night must be done cautiously, because full-beam headlights must not be used. The inside of the observatory is no different. There is a whole engineering unit dedicated to making sure the dome surrounding the telescope, which opens to the night sky, is dark, turning off rogue LEDs or other stray lights that could interfere with the astronomical light they are capturing from the night sky. The starlight is enough to navigate, commissioning scientist Alana Urbach explains. One of the observatory's big goals, she adds, is to understand the history of the universe, which means being able to see faint galaxies or supernova explosions that happened billions of years ago. So, we really need very sharp images, Ilana says. Each detail of the observatory's design exhibits similar precision. SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory, Vera Rubin's 3,200-megapixel camera was built by the U.S. Department of Energy's SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory. It achieves this through its unique three-mirror design. Light enters the telescope from the night sky, hits the primary mirror, 8.4 m diameter, is reflected onto the secondary mirror, 3.4 m, back onto a third mirror, 4.8 m, before entering its camera. The mirrors must be kept in impeccable condition. Even a speck of dust could alter the image quality. The high reflectivity and speed of this allow the telescope to capture a lot of light, which Guillaume Meges, an active optics expert at the observatory, says it is really important to observe things from really far away, which, in astronomy, means they come from earlier times. The camera inside the telescope will repeatedly capture the night sky for 10 years, every 3 days, for a legacy survey of space and time. At 1.65 m × 3 m, it weighs 2,800 kg and provides a wide field of view. It will capture an image roughly every 40 seconds, for about 8 to 12 hours a night thanks to rapid repositioning of the moving dome and telescope mount. It has 3,200 megapixels, 67 times more than an iPhone 16 Pro camera, and would require 400 Ultra HD TV screens to show a single image. When we got the first photo up here, it was a special moment, Mr. Medges said. When I first started working with this project, I met someone who had been working on it since 1996. I was born in 1997. It makes you realize this is an endeavor of a generation of astronomers. It will be down to hundreds of scientists around the world to analyze the stream of data alerts, which will peak at around 10 million a night. The survey will work on four areas: mapping changes in the skies or transient objects, the formation of the Milky Way, mapping the solar system, and understanding dark matter or how the universe formed. But its biggest power lies in its constancy. It will survey the same areas over and over again, and every time it detects a change, it will alert scientists. Ruby Knobs, the telescope mount assembly supports the camera and huge mirrors. This transient sight is the really new unique thing. That has the potential to show us something that we hadn't even thought about before, explains Professor Haymans. But it could also help protect us by detecting dangerous objects that suddenly stray near Earth, including asteroids like YR4 that scientists briefly worried early this year was on track to smash into our planet. The camera's very large mirrors will help scientists detect the faintest of light and distortions emitted from these objects and track them as they speed through space. It's transformative. It's going to be the largest data set we've ever had to look at our galaxy with. It will fuel what we do for many, many years, says Professor Alice Deason at Durham University. She will receive the images to analyze the boundaries of the stars in the Milky Way. At the moment, she says the furthest reach of most data is about 163,000 light-years, but using Vera Rubin, scientists could see as far as 1.2 million light-years. Professor Deason also expects to see into the Milky Way's stellar halo, or its graveyard of stars destroyed over time, as well as small satellite galaxies that are still surviving but are incredibly faint and hard to find. Tantalizingly, Vera Rubin is thought to be powerful enough to finally solve a long-standing mystery about the existence of our solar system's Planet 9. That object could be as far away as 700 times the distance between the Earth and the Sun, far beyond the reach of other ground telescopes. It's gonna take us a long time to really understand how this new beautiful observatory works. But I am so ready for it, says Professor Haymans. Get our flagship newsletter with all the headlines you need to start the day. Sign up here, Science and Environment Astronomy.